Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
That's for every child of God to have more ability to do good than you've ever had in your life and just keep coming up and up and up. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, you'll remember the Lord your God. He is the one that gives you power to get wealth to confirm His covenant. Covenant of blessing. Covenant of good. Can you say amen? Amen? Are we the seed of Abraham by faith in Jesus Christ? What is the blessing of Abraham? Genesis 12:2. But before I read that, read something else. Can you take it?
Yes.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I want to read to you the solution for poverty throughout the whole earth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Psalm 68:10. Oh God, you have prepared of your goodness for the poor. Another verse says, how great is His goodness laid up for those that fear Him. There's all this talk about the solution. It's not hard. But it won't be fully realized in our time. No. So why would you say that, Brother Keith? Because Jesus said, the poor you'll have with you always.
That's right.
Didn't He say it?
Yes.
He said, now you can do something for them anytime you want to. But you're going to have them. Why? Because not everybody is going to submit themselves to the Lordship of Jesus.
Right.
Not everybody is going to walk by faith and acknowledge. But do you believe that God has already laid up goodness to take care of every poor person on the planet? Is it true?
Yes.
The scripture said so.
Yes.
It's true. The goodness is there.
Yes.
Ready to flow down and ready to flow out.
Yes.
Amen.
He'd have some of it flow through me and you.
That's right.
To people who are in need.
Yes.
It's not going to fix everything because there's always going to be people. Would God have you and I take the prosperity He's given us and support them so they could blaspheme God and worship other gods?
Absolutely.
That ain't going to cut it.
No,
that ain't going to work.
No, sir.
But the solution has always been there and will always be there.
Yeah.
Say, His goodness is laid up.
It's there.
It's already prepared
for
all the poor.
Goodness.
Psalm 31:19 is one that said, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for them that fear you. Genesis 12, did you still have that? 12:2. Genesis 12:2. Nobody is supposed to be another person's source.
That's
right. That's right.
It's humiliating. It's embarrassing to have to depend on another man or woman. God never intended that. He might use you to help somebody, but He never intended for them to look to you. This includes your kids and grandkids. As soon as they're old enough to understand, wean them off of you and onto the Holy Spirit, because it's going to be soon. You can't take care of anything anyway, everything anyway. I'm so glad my dad did that. There come a point, I was just a boy, and he didn't learn about the things about faith, but he the principle of taking responsibility for yourself, he learned them later. And I'd ask about this, and you know, about him buying me a toy. He said, well, you know, you're becoming a man now too. What does that mean? And I'd think, well, do I buy this or do I buy that? And in the early days, him and Mom would just answer my questions for me. But there came a point, just as a young boy, he knew. I'm thinking, it was one time I was going to get this toy. It was a piece of junk. It was just nothing. And I didn't know to do it. And he knew it. But he said, well, you got to start making your own decisions now. So I got it. and it was junk. But if I learned my lesson on that, it could save me from making a bigger mistake. Come on, can you see this? So don't let people make you their source. And don't, even if you see some things, don't answer all their questions. Look at them and smile and go, you know, the Lord will hear your prayers too.
Amen.
And the answer to 1,001 questions is be led. Right? Why don't you tell me? Don't get huffy with me. Get in there and pray. Hear from God. Grow up. Be a big boy. But we shouldn't be depending on people. We don't have to depend on the government. We don't have to depend on the company. We don't have to depend on mom and daddy or this one or that one. Man, it's wonderful when you find out who your source is.
Right?
You find out who your source is. You can go straight to the source. Straight to the source.
Yeah.
Somebody say straight to the source.
Straight to the source.
Straight to the source.
Straight to the source.
He will hear you.
Yes, sir.
Not you plus a bunch of other people.
Right.
Just you.
Yes, sir.
You just show up at the throne by yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Without any entourage or accompaniment. Just show up by yourself.
Yes.
By yourself.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
He'll hear you.
Yes.
He'll answer you.
Yes.
Glory to God. I was at a church some years ago. Mike, God travels with me. We got off the plane. I looked at him. I said, I don't know why I'm here. We didn't know these guys. We didn't. Now, I know that might sound like a strange thing to you. Well, why are you there? I believe the Lord led me to be there. But other than that, that's what I was saying. I don't know. Well, it was great. People are wonderful. They're good friends of ours now. And good meetings. But at the end of the meeting, he said, Brother Keith, maybe I ought to tell you something. And he told me about this scenario that the Lord told him to do something, and he didn't really want to do it, but it was uncomfortable, but he did it. And on the way from doing it, the Lord said to him, thank you for doing that. Is there anything I can do for you? Would the Lord ask anything like that?
Yes.
You know, he did. He asked Solomon, didn't he? What do you want me to do for you?
Yes.
And you know what this pastor said? He said, Lord, I'd like Brother Keith to come to my church. 3 months later, I'm there. I laughed. I said, you went over my head. You went over my head. If somebody's not giving you the right answer, you can go over. Oh, come on, did somebody get that? You can go right to the top. You can go right to the top. You can go to the top. Right to the top. Hallelujah. And if the Almighty says it, well, hey, get out of the way, because here it comes. I don't care what they thought. Genesis 12:2. We are the seed of Abraham by faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't that what Galatians says? And other places say? Genesis 12:2. What is the blessing of Abraham? I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you.
Yes.
Is that the end?
No.
Huh?
No.
We sit home and watch TV and go, I'm blessed. Woo! I'm blessed.
No.
Sit in our nice house with our pile of money and go, woo! I'm blessed. Look at me. I can retire young. I can play golf forever. I can just fish. It's okay to enjoy a few little things, but is that your full purpose in life?
No.
Is playing? I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. What do you do with the blessing?
You bless.
What do you do with abundance? You minister goodness to people.
That's right.
Oh, can you say amen?
Amen?
You minister goodness. You don't have to be like the man that said, you know, what am I going to do? I got all this extra. I know what I'll do. I'll pull my barns down and build bigger ones. And the Lord said, you fool, you're leaving here tonight. And who's all that stuff's going to be?
That's right.
No. God, didn't the Lord say He'll bless you until there's not room to contain it?
That's right.
That means you don't have room in the garage to put those new cars. You don't have room in the closet to put all those new clothes. Are y'all with me or not?
Yes.
So what do you do? What, are you confused about what to do? What do? Man, you are a sewing machine. You look around you and you sew a car and you sew some clothes and you sew some jewelry. We've been confessing for years, I'm getting my
buildings,
houses, my buildings, my lands. Did you notice there's an S?
Yes.
Houses. Lands.
Yes.
Maybe there should be equipments. What's that about? What I need with houses, get them and find out. I don't need all that. Have you ever sown a house? Would you like to? Are you open to it? I don't need all those cars just to pay insurance on. Man, who said you had to keep all of them? Sow them. Plant them. Give them. Make somebody shout. I said, make somebody shout. Huh? So come over here. I need to see you. Let me take you out to lunch. They said, what's these keys here? What's you? That's your new car. What? Huh? What's this truck doing over at my apartment? You moving today? Where am I going? Just get in and find out. Just get in and find out. Have some faith. Does anybody want to do things like this? Do you want to be involved? I was at a place a while back, and a young man was, the Lord gave him this thing in his heart to travel over a whole continent and to minister to people, and I don't know who knew him. His name wasn't widely known. And he was believing God. He was going to take money to get there, and he's going to have to buy equipment. Then he's going to have to do this. He's going to have to do the other. And I heard him talking about it. He was going to probably take a few years to get all that done. And the Lord dealt with me. He punched me. He said, fix it now. Oh, glory to God. What does that mean? And I told him, he said, how much? I said, all of it. He said, when? I said, well, the check will be to your office in a couple of days, I guess. Well, he don't even have to think about that. Come on, are y'all with me? He don't even have to think about it. Now he can just focus on his mission and get it done. Somebody say goodness, goodness, goodness. But before you could minister goodness, you had to have the goodness in your life. Broke is bad. Rich is good. Hallelujah. Rich is good. You don't have to spend it all on yourself. Minister and let it flow and bless them and say, I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. I go about doing good, doing good, doing good, doing. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.